V zadju poslušate, kako smo Slovenci v Vitoriji v veseljem in sproščenem vzdušju praznovali Dan slovenske državnosti na Trgu Federacije v središču Melbourna. Tam smo se zbrali v velikem številu minulo nedeljo 25. junija, ravno na Dan državnosti Republike Slovenije. Ta dan je seveda državni praznik domovini, ko se Slovenci doma in po svetu spomnimo in obeležujemo zgodovinski dogodek, ko je Slovenija postala samostojna in neodvisna država. To zgodovinsko zborovanje z dviganju slovenske zastave je bilo organizirano pod okriljem Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije. Glavna organizatorka je bila gospa Frances Urbas Johnson, ki je predsednica te krovne organizacije. Slovensko in ostravsko himno sta zapeli Anna Tegel in Helen Trinick. Uradne govore so imeli Frances Urbas Johnson, predsednica SSIV, jezuitski duhovnik Pater William Lauche, ki je tudi vodil molitve in blagoslovil vse navzoče. Slovenska veleposlanica gospa Helena Drnovšek-Zorko je tudi bila prisotna in spregovorila nekaj besed o tem velikem prazniku, ko obeležujemo 26. obletnico samostojne in neodvisne Republike Slovenije. Po kratki proslavi se je veselo praznovanje nadaljevalo s plesom in petjem ob živi slovenski glasbi, ki sva jo igrala Andrej Hodnik na baritonu in moja malenkost na frajtonaci. Naj v imenu vseh poslušalcev iskreno čestitam organizatorjem, še posebej Frances Urbas Johnson, za vso organizacijo tega zgodovinskega dogodka. Res upam, da se ponovno zberemo na istem kraju naslednje leto in da nas bo saj dvakrat več, kot je bilo letos. Poslušajmo sedaj nekaj odlomkov iz tega nepozabnega zborovanja v središču Melbourna.
Dobrodošli vsi med nami. Zahvaljujemo se naši posvojeni domovini Avstraliji, da nam dovoli praznovati in se veseliti na današnji dan, ko praznujemo samostojnost Slovenije. On behalf of the Council of Slovenian Organizations of Victoria, I wish a very warm welcome to Her Excellency, Ms. Helena Drnovšek-Zorko, Ambassador of the Republic of Slovenia, and Mr. Peter Mundell, OAMJP, Council Member for the Government of the Republic of Slovenia for Slovenians Abroad. And Father William Lauche, a visiting Jesuit priest from Slovenia. It is a great privilege for me to be here on the occasion of Slovenia's Statehood Day. This day reminds us of patriotism and our duty to promote values and ideals such as democracy, freedom, tolerance, generosity, discipline and equal opportunity. It is also an opportunity for us to reflect on what we can do for the betterment of society wherever we are in the world. The wonderful thing about this special day is that it presents us with an opportunity to be together in our current homeland here in Australia, united in our cultural heritage, striving towards our common goal of keeping our Australian-Slovenian community vibrant and passionate. We greet each other warmly, we smile, we embrace, we celebrate what makes us the same, and also respect our differences. This kindness and acceptance will be the cornerstones of ensuring a bright future for our community.
Najlepša hvala za to povabilo. Dobrodošli, iskreno dobrodošli vsi skupaj. Vesel sem, no, da lahko blagoslavljam zastavo slovensko sredi Avstralije, pa tudi vas. Pa vas povabim zdaj preprosto, da se zahvalimo Bogu za našo domovino, taka kot je, ki je lepa, pa tudi drug za drugega, pa zato, da še skup držimo, pa da bomo še dolg skrb držali. Tako po domače lepo. Lord, keep our Slovenian and Australian nations under your care and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Grant us that we and all the people of Slovenia and Australia may have grace to maintain our liberties in righteousness and peace.
Veliko mi je, čast mi je, da sem lahko danes tukaj kot slovenska veleposlanica.
ko se prvič na Federation Square dviguje slovenska zastava. Želim se zahvaliti vsem vam in vam čestitati za in tudi seveda se zahvaliti hrvaškim rojakom, ki ste odstopili del prostora slovenske skupnosti. This occasion marks the 26th year of the Slovenian statehood. And this year it also marks 25th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Slovenia and Australia. On this occasion, our foreign minister, Mr. Karl Erjavec, sent to the Australian foreign minister, Julie Bishop, a letter. And let me quote two sentences from this letter. Slovenia and Australia are connected through close bonds of friendship based on mutual respect and shared interests, and also through the Slovenian community in Australia. It is my sincere hope that our bilateral ties will continue to develop and diversify. Slovenian community all around Australia, and especially in Victoria, where the presence of the Slovenians is the most numerous, has been playing an important part in the bilateral relations for the past 26 years. Of course, Slovenian presence in Australia is much older than 25 years. And the oldest Slovenian clubs for the past 2 years or something have been celebrating their 60th anniversaries. In contributing to the richness of the Australian multicultural society, Slovenians in Victoria started the activities that are still very relevant. I can't cover them all. It's from building the clubs, religious center, cherishing and continuing the tradition of Slovenian music, dances, language, schools, and they also archive these activities, and there's more and more and more records that are being kept for future. Other here in Victoria, in the clubs, and also now recently in the National Archive of Slovenia. Želim vam srečno in veselo praznovanje Slovenskega nacionalnega dneva. Hvala vam, ker ste tukaj.